Good afternoon, The Exotics Vet. This is Curie speaking. Yeah, good, thank you, Judith. And yourself? We're just doing a surgery at the moment. What were you wanting to know? Okay, does this one look injured? Is this one furred? Okay, and when you say it's coming in and out, is it like in your house, or is it in like a yard or a tree or? Yep, okay. I would potentially just monitor, like they'll be a little bit more sedentary during the daytime because they're nocturnal. If you can't see any visible injuries, and if you do see him come completely out and he's walking around and everything fine, and he's of a decent size, do you know if it was a brush tail or a ring tail possum? It got a white tip on the tail or? Yep, okay. Well, it could potentially be a ringtail. Is it got like brown fur that you can see? Yeah, so it sounds like it's going to be a ringtail. So they're a smaller possum than the brush tail possums, which are the grey ones with the black tail. So yeah, just keep an eye on it. If it's got no visible injuries, it's moving around fine, I would just leave it be and it'll get its more bearings at night time. If you do see any visible injuries, what I would recommend is give Wildlife Rescue Queensland a call and they could send someone out too. Yeah, so them. Yep, them or the RSPCA animal ambulance if there are injuries to it. But generally speaking, we'll just say leave it alone and it will sort itself out at night time. No, just leave it be. The more interference with it, the more likely there'll be issues. So just let it be. But yeah, definitely if you do discover any injuries or anything on it, I'd get one of the rescue groups to try and come out and get it. And then, yeah, they can take it to a vet surgery to get sorted. Yeah. Don't know what it's doing there, whether it's just general cleaning or what, but yeah, just see how it goes. But yeah, if as I said, you see any injuries or anything like that, that's when you contact the rescue groups. Not a problem at all there, Judith. Okay, thank you. Bye.